Man, it's Tuesday, February 6th. We're back. It's like, I don't know, 6 a.m. on the West Coast, but we're back on the East Coast for the first time in a long time. We're excited about that. Everywhere I go, the people
really want to know who I is and who I be. I guess I'll count myself as on the East Coast. Because I kind of run East Coast time in my day.
You kind of have to. Yeah, you are central. You know, I always forget how far west Nashville actually is. When you look at a map, it's way, way over from the coast.
Like, it's way over there.
How far do you have to drive to get to the coast?
Man, okay, so Asheville is like five. I mean, it's probably like a 10-hour drive to get to the coast.
How long does it take you to get to the Gulf Coast?
7.
So you can actually get to the Gulf of Mexico faster than you can get to the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, and everybody would. The Gulf of Mexico is way better than the Atlantic. Unless you like all day, every day.
Unless you like waves.
Oh, there's some waves over there. I mean, not big old waves, but it's way better. The beach is way better.
I believe that. I can believe that. Oh, man, we're back from NADA. It's interesting having, like, just gone through that. I got back to my studio today, and I was just like, it feels like I haven't been here in a month.
It's a while. But it's like, well, because you get transported into this world that you feel like
has no time or space.
In time and space. You know, so it's like, how does this even exist in the world? You know?
Yeah. Then you factor in, you know, time zone changes, just the general, I don't know what time it is of Vegas. And when you're at the NADA show, you don't even see daylight for most of the time.
Right. So it might as well be 5 p.m. at night all day.
Absolutely.
And then you keep going when you leave there and you're like, I don't know whether it's 9 or 2 in the morning.
And for our crew, right, we show up early, so it's not light, really light, that light out yet. And then we leave and it's already getting dark. And then before you know it, you're back. But it was an amazing trip. Glad to be back here. Welcome to all the new people that are in the community. We met hundreds and hundreds of people at the show. And I'm sure that other people have found out about it. I know that the LinkedIn requests have definitely been coming in. New followers, new email sign up. So that's one of the best parts about the NADA show. Just be able to like open our arms and gather new people towards this amazing movement of other dealers and industry partners and frontline workers that kind of are on the same mission to love people more than they love cars while being absolutely like
I was about to
say another word, but yeah. Yes.
Well, we ended our time there with a conversation with David Spisak, and the theme of the conversation was really that, hey, look, like, we at Asoti, like, we love to throw a good party. We love, you know, a solid downbeat on a podcast, right? But that there is a growing amount of the automotive population that has the theme of culture, the theme of people, and the theme of business operations aligned and dialed in at the same exact time, and they don't sacrifice one for the other.
Yep.
And that is like the core of everything that we're doing here at Asoti More Than Cars, that people, culture, the way of doing business, the way of being in the community is held in equal balance to the business operation side of the, of everything we do.
Without a doubt. Well, we're going to get back in the regular flow of things, have some new things coming as well, but I just want to let everybody know we are only 98 days from AsotaCon, under 100 days, a lot of conversation around AsotaCon. It's going to be in Baltimore on May 14th through 17th. Circle it on your calendars. There's going to be a lot of people there. I'm going to have a lot of amazing speakers, including our primary keynote, Will Gadara, author of Unreasonable Hospitality. A lot in the industry know him. He's starting to make inroads. You know, epic work for Danny Meyer, own the best restaurant in the world, and he's sharing that hospitality with the rest of industry, I guess. Read the book. It's unbelievable. He's going to be there. Come meet him. You can get tickets or live right now. We have a few speakers up on the site at asotucon.com, but there are a whole lot more, dozens and dozens more speakers coming. So just check that out, get it on your calendar, and get your tickets now. You save a bunch of money if you buy them now. All right, let's talk about some news. It's been a while since we've done it this way, but let's get going. Recalls are everywhere in the news. You can literally not open an automotive site without seeing them, from tailgates that may pop open on the road to airbag issues to safety warnings. So in this round, GM, Honda and Tesla are announcing recalls that are affecting millions of vehicles. GM is recalling 323,000 vehicles, including Silverados, Sierra models, due to tailgates that could unexpectedly open. I think we all know why that's a problem. Honda is recording over 750,000 vehicles in the U.S. for airbags that could deploy unintentionally. So back to airbag issues.
When are we going to get the airbags out of here? Like, someone figure that out.
Oh, man. Please. What else would you do?
Like, so not out of here, but like the airbag recalls. Oh, man. Like,
still going for Honda, too. Models like Pilots, Accords, Civics, CRVs, and Passports. So just about every best-selling vehicle. And then Tesla has the biggest recall, 2.19 million vehicles, which is just about everything they built in the last year and a half.
Goodness.
But get this, for warning lights with font sizes that are too small. So they're saying, you know, that the traffic, you know, the Traffic Highway Safety Commission is saying, hey, font size is too small. People don't notice it's important when it comes up. And so Tesla's going to go, beep, beep, boop, 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 click one button. And
update,
over there, update
size 14 pixel to 16 pixel. Done.
Done. Thank you very much. GM has to repair or replace tailgate mechanisms on the certain model. So obviously those vehicles have to come in. Honda obviously has to inspect and possibly replace the airbag. So GM and Honda, you're going to have a lot of cars coming into your service department. So for your service writers, opportunities for Tesla, they're just going to push an over the air update.
What are recalls? Lifetime value mechanisms.
Oh boy.
That's it.
There you go. I mean,
that's all it is. It's a lifetime value mechanism to make a customer for life. Just man, right
that
there
is.
Sitting in front of it's opportunity abounds.
Man, imagine if you pair the unreasonable hospitality mentality with an airbag recall.
Now?
Somebody comes in and you do something that's just a little extra over the top and unexpected.
Yeah.
It's opportunity. It's opportunity. Speaking of taking some opportunity.
Segway. Time.
I know. Well, amidst a broader EV market downturn, Hertz is taking the opportunity to reevaluate their electric ambitions, pausing a significant acquisition of now the Polestar vehicles due to the high repair costs and market uncertainties that have been plaguing the rent car business regarding EVs. So they're stopping their plan to purchase 65,000 EVs from Polestar. And it's following Hertz's recent move to sell off 20,000 EVs from their fleet, mostly Tesla Model 3s and some Chevy Bolts, talking about high maintenance and repair expenses. So they're moving away from an all-electric fleet, which was their big trajectory a couple years ago. Look, we know what's going on with EVs. Polestar is also facing some additional issues. Bad time for this news from them. Volvo has recently, like, kind of Volvo parent company, both owned by Geely. Volvo's financial has pulled away from Polestar too, so them having to find some new solutions for financing. So it's like, man, nothing but rough roads for the EV.
Can you imagine? Paul, just at, and I don't know what the selling price of these things was going to be, and I couldn't find the actual deal value, but it's approximately $2 billion in gross revenue halted by one company's decision. Like, that is game changing for Polestar. And it is, I can't imagine being in the EV space right now, just trying to figure out like how to move, where to move. And like Hertz just saying, hey, we can't continue to repair these vehicles, keep them on the road long enough. And if you go look, there's still a ton of these cars sitting on the open marketplace available for purchase. They've got all those Teslas that they're trying to offload from their fleet, 20,000 of them. They're all like basically $19,000 to $21,000 sitting in used, basically like a used car Hertz graveyard.
It's crazy because I overheard a conversation. Oh, it was Jimmy Douglas and somebody else. I can't remember, but very EV focused, right? EV informed. And it went something like this. Hertz is selling 20,000 EVs, has them on the market. It's like, well, how many like used EVs are on the market, like wholesale market for dealers to buy? You know, and
period.
It right. was like 14,000.
No way.
Yeah.
They've doubled.
More than doubled. So what do you think that's doing to value? So if you want to get an entry level EV.
Now.
If you want a Model 3, if you want to see what it's all about, they're not going to get any cheaper than they are
not
right now.
Not getting cheaper than this.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know. I thought about it. I did think about it. Speaking of thinking about it. Stop. Good Segway. Night. Time.
Not thinking about it. Man,
jeez, I've been thinking about it. This is a great.
It just blows my mind. So in a sophisticated scam, we're seeing this all over the internet. A finance professional from a multinational firm was duped into transferring $25 million through a super elaborate scam with scammers using an impressive array of deep fake technology. So first, they sent an email that was faked to be the company's CFO. The CFO was in Europe, and this was the agent was in Asia. And then, so initially, the victim of the scam kind of said, "Hey, look, this doesn't feel exactly right from just the email, the way it was written." And so then there
Prince
was
a from follow-up. Nairobi, you know, right. the whole thing.
Well, so so he kind of disregarded it. Well, a follow-up email was sent with a video call request. He jumps on the video call, and he or she, they haven't disclosed the
right
person yet, but jumps on the video call, and all of like the CFO.
There's like eight colleagues on the call.
Colleagues are on there in with deep fake full video personalities, and having like gone through that, feels confident about the transfer. Transfers just over $25 million out of the firm's accounts. Hong Kong police have arrested six individuals linked to similar frauds, where they found eight identity cards to open 90 loans and 54 bank accounts by tricking facial recognition software by imitating the faces on the card. So you got video, you got cards, you got just AI being utilized in the craziest ways right now. The fraud was discovered later when the employee finally did speak to the real CFO, and the CFO was like, "Yeah, that wasn't me."
You know what? My family has like a special word.
What's that? Oh no.
Well, I'm not going to tell you. Cause somebody told me about this voice fake thing. It was on the news about like somebody calling and saying, "I have your whatever, you know, I've kidnapped you, and here's their like proof of that I have them." And we were like, "Okay, here's the word." If that ever happens, smart. You have one word and no one knows what it is. But can you imagine jumping on a call with eight of your colleagues or seven of your colleagues? And I have a lot of questions around this. Where did the call originate? Did they have access to like how did the usual internal communications go? Is it the company Zoom? But I mean, dang. I kept thinking about this. And if you think about people that don't have a lot of personality, this is probably much, much easier.
So much easier.
But if you got like most of the Asoda crew on a call, AI couldn't even come close to mimicking the nuance of the relate. Like you could do the words and the face, but people were like, "What is up with Paul and Kyle today?
We're Loctite. We're crazy over here. Our Zoom calls are never the same.
And we certainly don't have $25 million to get.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Hey, just watch out for it. Like, especially when scams come to you know, I know that there are a lot of people trying to take into account like driver's license and credit fraud, and it's getting more proliferated across our industry. Mm-hmm. So it's just something to be on the lookout for. Watch your compliance measures. Watch your measures to look for scams and fraud, especially when cash purchases are happening. Just because if a multinational firm that probably has a lot of safeguards in place can get duped like this,
absolutely.
Watch out for it.
People know there's a couple of dollars floating around the dealership world too. So high targets. Oh my, I think that's what we got for today.
That's what we got for today
as well.
Let's get into it.
Whatever you're doing today, we know you have a lot to do getting home, sharing those notes with NADA, serving some customers on the front line. Go out, make today about so much, you know the phrase, so much more than cars.